Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for July 2026. I'm Jen.
And I'm David, back from TFCon Toronto.
Recently returned from the not especially frozen north.
The oddly warm north, and kind of even weirder right now with the fire shit. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad down here today. It was like, it was making me nervous. It was not great.
Yeah, down there, like, it was 2 days, yeah, 2 days ago, like, up in rural New York, the sky was yellow because of it.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that, but it was definitely like, normally I have a good view of mountains in the approximately near distance. And it was like driving through Ohio now. I could not see the mountains. It was sad. But yeah, was it smoky when you were in Toronto, though?
No, it was pretty good. Because like the week before, it was like in the high 90s. And this past week, or now, it's like all the smoke from the wildfires. But when I was up there, it was warm. Mm-hmm. Like, it was in the 80s constantly.
That's not very frozen.
It was warm for Toronto. It could have been worse.
So we have a handful of news stories to talk about, and then David is going to make me jealous about being at TFCon. It's fine. I'm totally going to go next year, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Barring the unforeseen, but it's definitely something that I'm working on an outline of a plan to try to do. So first the news. So all the hardcore G1 people are getting their wish because Megatron is a gun again.
Yay. Well, kind of.
This BotBot set just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't think it's actually called BotBots on it, but it's definitely...
No, I don't think anywhere on the box.
It's a countdown surprise set. It feels really licensed, but it's not. Mm. Yeah, it feels like a licensed third-party thing, but it is...
Yeah, the box looks very licensed third-party because it's like the evergreen art that we've seen bunches of times.
It's like the kind of packaging you see on those dancing Optimus Prime and Bumblebee that were at Walmart's over Christmas holidays. But no, it's like sort of like an advent calendar, except it's not for any particular event. You just, I guess if you're a parent, you just get this 10 days before your kid has something exciting happening. Like, maybe before back to school, or a birthday, or who knows. But there was a little tiny toy gun Megatron, or there was a little tiny toy gun BotBot, and it has now become Megatron.
Yeah, so. There are three decos of existing BotBots. Some of which are neat, some of which are frightening, like the Bumblebee.
Yeah, I don't know what poor Bumblebee. He's just been like, he's a sprite that's been trapped in a computer or something. It seems existentially horrifying. Also, the Alita 1 teddy bear is, her face is a little distressing.
Her face is like, well, there's some Japanese memes using faces similar to that, no.
Yeah, it's
the Starscream actually looks better than the original deco of that toy that I saw at TFCon, which was a weird deco. The jetpack.
So it's weird. I mean the BotBot stuff is fun.
It's good to see more BotBots, but
it's definitely fun, but it is a little meh that they just have to make it more Optimus and Bumblebee and Megatron and Starscream. But yeah. I do like, I get a kick out of Megatron being a gun again. That's some big wrong inferno energy there. the year they were doing Beast Wars and they just stuck in G1 Inferno. It's that kind of kind of bait and switch feeling, and it's amusing. So that's something that's gonna be out in the world. I don't think anyone's actually like, I don't think it's shown up in stores yet, but I don't even know. It's, I mean, I guess it would show up with the Transformer stuff and not in some weird, like, party favors department.
I don't, it's the weird box. Who knows?
It's weird.
It could go anywhere. It feels like something it should end up at, like, Walgreens or something.
Yeah. Maybe it will. Maybe it will be at Walgreens, like, among other places. Much more predictable things. Hasbro is doing a made-to-order set of the three the Rainmaker Seekers and also Sunstorm. It's the Storm set. Storm, and Storm.
This was much talk in and around TFCon.
Okay.
Of, like, because it's the made-to-order, like, was there G.I. Joe or there's something else that they did it first?
Oh, they did that with the Arctic Deco of the Hiss.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some other things, but I know they definitely did that. I think they did that with some Marvel Legends stuff, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Marvel Legends was the thing. It was Dragon Man and something else. I forget. But it was like individual things. Like, okay, this is neat. And we were expecting Transformers to test the waters by doing that, too. We're doing it with a giant box set of four Voyager dudes. What?
Yes, $150. I mean, I assume the Arctic Hiss probably wasn't much less than that, but...
Well, no.
Yeah, $150 set. You can buy it. There's a window open. Currently, as we're recording this, about approximately 38 days. You got about a month to decide if you want to spend $150. If you're a seeker collector, this is a no-brainer.
Is it? Okay, but here's the thing. Like, pretty much everybody wants...
Sunstorm.
The Sunstorm looks fucking awesome. And it's a good deco of him.
He does look good. I'm sure there are probably people who also want Acid Storm.
That would be me!
Nobody cares about the other two.
No, that's the thing. It's like, if you really cared about them, you would have gotten the last set. The Tetrajet ones, which were very monochrome, which I have.
Well, this is the new mold.
I know, they're more accurate. Well, it's the thing. I think...
They're not accurate because they're... Well, they would have to do that super obnoxious thing where the Tetrajet turns into... I guess they did that with the Tetrajet, though. Where it turns into a cartoon accurate... Oh, that stuff always bugs me.
Exactly.
Like the Bumblebee.
Anyway, the point is, like, seeker collector. Okay, there are going to be some people who are going to want all of them anyway. But, like, it feels like the interest for this set is really goddamn low. Most people want Sunstorm. Some people, like me, want Acid Storm. And because people are going to be buying Sunstorm sets and selling off the Acid Storm, I'm going to be doing fine. Here's $20. Give me an Acid Storm.
You're just going to wait and get somebody's spare Acid Storm they're selling off. It's not going to be 20. He's going to be 50. Somebody's going to be like, I am going to pay 40. For my... Somebody's going to be like, I'm going to pay for my Sunstorm by selling off these other three.
I figure it shouldn't be that much of a problem. The other two are going to be dirt cheap.
Also, because the internet is extremely stupid, apparently. So the photo that they have, the stock photo that they have at this point,
people are being
is just repainted Thundercrackers, just hand repainted Thundercrackers, because they're not production.
Four repainted Thundercrackers.
They're just display for the sale, but people, and you can tell because there are parts like tabs that are still the blue, and there are people who seem to think that the set is just going to be just a bunch of spare Thundercrackers covered in paint.
Yeah, no, people are getting dumber.
People need to stop asking Google to solve all their problems. They need to stop depending on their ChatGPT girlfriends. It's not doing them any good. They need to think and make sense of things.
I mean, it might be a question of, like, how much paint is on some of them. Like, I think Sunstorm might have more layers of paint than the other dudes.
But yeah.
It's not like they're going to be a Thundercracker covered in paint.
They're very cool. It kind of feels cruel that they're including Sunstorm. They're making you buy the other three to get Sunstorm. But I am still awaiting the one Seeker that I really need, which is a Action Master / Shattered Glass Thundercracker.
Yeah, we're about due, guys.
Give me my Action Master Thundercracker, you cowards.
Honestly, if they wanted to like make money in the cruelest possible way, it would have been, you buy Sunstorm, you get one of the other Rainmakers.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the Neon Thundercracker, you get one of the other Rainmakers, and then somebody else with the third dude.
Just for the real sickos.
Yeah.
They have confirmed that they are going to, they are planning Coneheads from this basic mold.
Of course. Like, so, they yeah. need to fucking say that. Of course they're going to make Coneheads.
Yeah, it's, I mean, barring the company just suddenly going under overnight, yeah, they're going to make Coneheads from it.
Coneheads are going to make money. Coneheads are going to make more money than this set.
Also, Toys R Us China is getting an exclusive set of the three, like, actual main Seekers, Starscream, Skywarp, and Thundercracker, with a whole bunch of, looks like, tampos?
Are they tampos or are they stickers? But, like,
they definitely evoke
stickers. Some of them are
stickers.
Accurate to the G1 stickers, but some of the tampos are not. It's weird.
They evoke stickers, but I think they're actually tampos.
Oh, no, it comes with sticker sheets.
Oh, no. Maybe that's part of the fun, is you're putting the stickers on yourself.
Yeah, unless...
In case you're a sicko and you love that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I do love that kind of thing,
though. Stickers on? It depends upon the mood and the toy if I like putting on stickers.
I love getting out my little Victorinox Swiss Army knife, getting the little tweezers out, and using the tweezer to put the sticker in place. And using the little, like, blunt, the, like, screwdriver-style tool on it to press the sticker into place. Yeah, it's good stuff. It was good times when I was, like, a teenager.
Mm. As long as it's putting stickers on flat surfaces, not 3D surfaces.
Yeah,
God damn it.
That's a pain.
Anyway.
So, did we talk about Beast Wars 2nd Galvatron before? I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
I think
so.
That hit shortly after we recorded last time.
Yeah.
He is a large. He is a big guy.
He's a big boy.
Let's see. Does Hasbro Pulse have him up for sale? I want to say that they were putting him up. Do-do.
I'm in the process of transforming Onslaught for the first time, who technically arrived before TFCon, but I didn't have time to open him before TFCon.
Ooh.
And do his knees not work? What the heck? I've discovered he doesn't come with his big gun, which is annoying.
What? But that's like, he needs his big gun.
I know.
Yes, he is up for pre-order. He is $130.
Oh. Wait, did I I forget if I might have pre-ordered him.
He's big. I mean, that's always been a really fun, neat toy to play with. Unfortunately, significant chunk of him was gold plastic, so... Yeah, that's a really cool thing that they're doing. I do appreciate Takara going their own way on some of this stuff that Hasbro isn't going to do because there's not much of an American market. I can tell you that you go into just about any store around here right now and there is Big Convoy. He is there.
I was thinking about... I ordered Megazarok. I have not ordered the big boy yet. So I guess I'm doing that now.
I will be very excited for Big Convoy to go on clearance. And then he can be the mascot of my Mastodon server. Even though a mammoth is not a mastodon. I had to look that up. But... I mean, I know that they're not the same. What I had to look up was that Big Convoy is a mammoth and not a mastodon. But yeah, so I can see Hasbro maybe not wanting to do... I mean, Magmatron seemed to do well enough, judging by the fact that I think I saw one in person one time, but Commander Class actual, like, on-the-shelf presence is pretty low where I am. So...
Oh, I just realized it's kind of annoying that he is such a big lad.
Mm-hmm.
Because trying to form an outfit around Galvatron's color scheme would be fun.
That would be
the
fun.
The purple and the pink with a little bit of gold trim.
You need, like, a gold cape. Because it's on his back.
What's a purple cape, actually?
I guess. I mean, his big drill thing hangs down his back. And that's the gold. So there's new Cyberverse Cyber Changers. Ultra Magnus is... He's fine. He's just an Ultra Magnus that turns into Wing Saber for some reason.
Oh, wait, where is it? Oh, yeah, that's... whatever.
That is very, like, it's a plane because we put some wings on it and told you so. Like, tiny, stumpy.
Yeah.
That's not flying. That's not flying anywhere outside of 0G.
No, that's very much, oh, we wanted a third mode for a dude. Here's a wing thing. But that's his only alt mode.
It's not great. They're doing an Optimus Prime using the basic Scourge mold. So I guess maybe that's why his chest popped open to have a Matrix. The Matrix of Piracy. My own personal patron Matrix. I guess he's still got a Matrix of Piracy because that skull and crossbones is sculpted on. So Optimus Prime's chest still opens up to reveal a skull and crossbones.
Yeah. When you had that in the notes, I was like, wait, what? And then I clicked on it. I was like, oh, right. I guess they just redecoed that. Yeah, that fine. Optimus is a pirate ship now with a big funny hat. And he comes with, what do they call him? Mirage or something?
Yeah.
But it's actually... Oh, because people noticed that the Alita boat was, Riptide?
Yeah, looks jarringly like Riptide, like in the details, like...
And now this guy is even more Riptide.
Ah, just give us Riptide already.
Still off, but he's close enough. Riptide's blue.
Stop toying with us.
I haven't seen Riptide in forever.
He's purple and blue, yeah.
Yeah, this'll do.
Stop toying with us. And then there is Cyber Changers Lockdown, who is amazing! Look at him! He's got a hat!
Wait a minute, sorry. I'm still ordering Galvatron.
Speaking of hats! Speaking of Cyber Changers with hats, because the Optimus has a hat.
Yeah.
And Lockdown here also has a hat. He's got a hook for a hand. He's got a wolf mode that also has a hook for a paw.
Yeah.
That hat is just... Also, I don't know that the actual toy sculpt sells it as well, but the package art, like...
Oh, the package art
is
so
clearly
good.
Lockdown wearing a hat.
Yep. Yeah, Lockdown cosplaying being in the Old West.
Yes. He's Wild Wheel from Cyberverse. We'll get to him. We'll get to him in Stasis Pod. And then we have finally gotten the reveal. Last time, I think it was, there were the weaponizers that went with these guys got revealed. But now we actually have the Energon and Dark Energon, Optimus Prime and Megatron.
Oh, yeah, I think there was a picture of them before.
They're very Tron-y.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime is the eyebrow truck. So I guess that's the Earthrise. And then Megatron is the minor Megatron mold. I mean, so these are a Walmart capsule, which means you will either never see them or be able to get both of them for $10 a piece. Those are the only ways those go. Speaking of random thing, I saw Exilion, the Hotshot redeco at Ross today.
Oh.
He was a Walmart exclusive. He was the Walmart capsule exclusive. And now he is at Ross. But still, I mean, if... I don't know. They're fine. They're pretty, but not like I need this taking up room on my shelf pretty. Also, I worry about all that translucent plastic. I don't know. Maybe the joints are opaque. Maybe the joints are a real kind of plastic that won't shatter if you look at it funny.
What? Oh, God damn it. What the fudge?
Are you having trouble ordering Galvatron?
Yeah, I backed out because I thought I forgot to fill out something, and then it screwed up at me.
Are you failing to pre-order Galvatron?
Give me a minute. Why don't you like my phone number? It's a phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. That's a whole thing. I think you might have to remove it and then re-add it.
Okay.
It was a really annoying thing for, like, time-sensitive orders.
Yeah.
I think people got hung on up on that with, like, Lyokaiser, actually.
Okay. I get... Because there was a one in front of the number, and he didn't like that, but it previously did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, confirm my email address. Okay. Not now.
So, on Instagram... which we really need to get doing more with. I need to hand over the keys to the socials to you, because...
I don't use Instagram a lot, but I suppose I probably should.
Well, we could do it for the podcast. I'm not on there very much. I just don't... I mean, I'm fine with photos, but I just do not care for short-form video. It's just like... I don't know. It makes me feel profoundly autistic. It bothers me.
I don't know what to do with Instagram video other than sexy ladies. Like, what else do you do? You have a picture and you put music on it. I don't care. I turn the sound off on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't like things playing sounds at me.
No.
I do not like sounds that I am unprepared for, and that's... Like, the idea of something like TikTok, where you're just scrolling through videos that presumably are just all yelling at you, is just sensory nightmare.
No.
But anyway, that's just my personal feelings. Okay. However...
Order has gone through. Okay, dokie.
Good job. Good... I am! I'm fucking Mariner. It's not okay. I'm terrible. I'm a very good character, but I'm a terrible person.
Oh, yeah. When you first said that in the Discord, I was like, wait, what are you even talking about? And then you asked, wait, am I your Boimler? And it's like, oh, no. Yes.
All I do is talk about, like, all the old conventions that I went to, like her talking about all the old assignments she was on. And
I just want shit to work.
I'm just constantly doing a bit trying to make people think I'm scarier than I am. And you're struggling with Ezra Pulse's website. It's not okay. I don't like being called out like this by a TV show.
I need to watch the second season and beyond. At some point, presumably through you. Anywho.
I can hook you up. I might have to... see if I can find some Blu-rays of that, because it's real good.
Oh, it's on Blu-ray? Oh, okay. I might buy that then.
It's gotta be.
I don't know.
So anyway, Instagram, which I should really read more so that I can actually keep up with Transformers news on there. Evan Brooks and Nate Purcell, two members of the Transformers team, said that they want Studio Series to just be, like, the general From the Entertainment line. So Studio Series is going to be focused on the very, like, show-accurate... Like, I think that probably what they did with, say, the Aerobots would be Studio Series in the future. Instead of being mainline, because they... give you this gigantic desk worth of kibble just to make it... screen accurate. And then they want the main line to be more of a sandbox. So the main line would be more like what they did with the primes and... I'm curious to see how that goes, because I am curious to see, like... I mean, back when they were doing stuff like Titans Return, that was a lot of fun because it was existing characters, but it was... there was a spin on it. So I am curious to see how far... if they... dedicate studio series, because they have said that they're doing a studio series 84 now. So, you know, just general, like Power Glide here, like our buddy Power Glide here.
Oh yeah, who I just recently found at a store.
Yeah, would be something like that. So I am curious how much of a sandbox the main line will get to be. Whether that just means that they're going to do... like more weirder stuff, like new Junkions, or if it just means that they're going to do more obscure stuff that nobody cares enough about to get it 100% perfect.
Kranix.
I don't know. Kranix. Well, he was studio series.
Oh yeah.
Another toy I look forward to buying on clearance. I saw three of them at a Walmart today. I mean, it's great that they made him. I'm glad that they made him.
But it just shouldn't have bought him at full price.
It just, that's one of those things, like, Liege Maximo is for me. It's like, they clearly made this for me and no one else. There is a person out there who sees Kranix and is like, this toy was made for me.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's made for anyone else. Poor G-Axis sitting there on clearance. I still need to repurchase a G-Axis that I can make sure is not yellowed, because I got one from the absolute cutting edge very first batch, and he looks like he peed himself. It's not great. So that broadcast channel that we talked about before, it's apparently live now. There are a handful of markets where you can just turn on your TV on the antenna. Is this because we're old now?
People still have wait, antennas still work? I thought that did what?
No, that's did I miss a step? That's the thing, is that you can get TV shows on the antenna if you live in a place where you get a signal. That was a fun thing when I moved a year and a half ago, is my my old town, absolutely nothing on antenna. My new town gets like six stations. I get MeTV over the air again. I can watch Svengoolie over the air again. Also, because I work second shift, a lot of the TV that I have on in the background early in my day is like housewife TV. And all the ads are for like like old people stuff. Occasionally for stuff like home improvements, because they assume that you're like 70 years old and own a house. But a lot of like, yeah, it's old people programming. So I am kind of curious. There are markets that picked it up. I mean, my market is not one, but I think like Cincinnati might have had it. I think maybe Arizona. The more important thing for the rest of us, and I say the rest of us as if I do not have an antenna, I absolutely have an antenna set up. But also, it is available on Plex, which used to be something that you just used for playing stuff off your own media server, and now it's basically just another Tubi or Fubo or Bloop or what was Poob. Poob is the one from the meme. You can literally watch it on Poob. As we speak, I have pulled it up and they are showing G.I. Joe Sigma 6. Also, the next channel up from it is the ALF channel, which is currently running an episode of ALF Tales. So that's some strong competition there for Sigma 6, I'm sorry. But yeah, you go to Plex, just do a search for Hasbro. And you can get the Hasbro Legends channel. Looks like they are playing various G.I. Joes. There was Renegades before this. There was Real American Hero after this. Kaijudo Clash of the Duel Masters.
What?
And then...
That half rings a bell.
Power Rangers Turbo. And then... This just has it listed as Beetleborgs. But it is presumably Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Mm-hmm.
And then VR Troopers. And then more Duel Masters.
Worst edited piece of shit ever.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Kaijudo was like a French thing or something that got brought over.
Oh, they specifically have the Deke G.I. Joe listed.
Oh.
So they had G.I. Joe Real American Hero, and then they have G.I. Joe Deke. So that's cool. I realized, I discovered at some point that my sister, who is 3.5 years younger than me, associates the Deke G.I. Joe. That's like her real G.I. Joe, because, I don't know, like Heavy Metal or some other character who was in the Deke G.I. Joe and not the original came up. I was like, wow, that's... I didn't know... I didn't realize anybody watched the Deke G.I. Joe, but there we go.
Sorry, I minor digress. The Kaijudo, I don't really need to digress it, but I swear it came up on a previous episode. We did somewhere, because like it's a Hasbro thing. Because Duel Masters was an anime that came over, and I guess Hasbro ended up with a license or some shit and made their own show, and it's just weird. Oh, the hub. That's why when the hub showed up,
man,
it was there.
I missed
the hub.
I mean,
I'm not one of the first things, but it was one of the hub things.
They should show Dan Versus.
Yeah, I like Dan Versus.
We should do an episode of... We should do the Christmas episode of Dan Versus for the Christmas pod this year.
Yeah, write it down.
That's my proposal. That's what I'm suggesting. So, licensed weirdness and crossovers. I'm going to include crossovers in with the licensed weirdness because it is also weird. So, Mysterious Prime.
Oh, yes. I forgot what its damn name was because...
So I guess, yeah, Van. Van turned out to be the Mystery Machine. I do think it's really wild that they gave it different heads. So
yeah, that's
a lot like they did with
the Ninja Turtles.
Party Wallop.
Yeah, it's
I do
weird
really like how much.
Choice.
I like how much the different heads look like Transformer heads, while also looking like the characters.
Yeah, well, the Daphne one, I don't. Not quite, but it looks like a Transformer head. It doesn't quite look like Daphne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'll probably go with the Shaggy one, since I've already pre-ordered that.
The fun thing that I have heard pointed out about this is that it uses the same head connectors as the Titan Masters.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if we saw a close-up of that, but it might as well.
It when you see the stock photo that's got all the separate heads...
Oh, I guess it does.
It does really look like it. So, in theory... You can take Freddy's head and put it on a Megatron.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
And have ultimate Frank Welker power.
I'm not sure if they're small. They look small heads on the van, but I don't know if they're smaller than regular headmasters.
I also like that Fred comes with his ascot and Daphne comes with her scarf. Ascot is very important.
The Scooby is so cute.
Yeah, the Scooby that's a little... I know a lot of people were wondering if that was a Ravage, but no, that's just its own mold. That's a Scooby that turns into a box of Scooby snacks. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I could see this being something that, like, my dad would enjoy because he really loves Scooby-Doo.
It is overpriced, but it is so ridiculous I had to get it without waiting for a sale.
It is. It's pretty wild. Yeah, a lot of the crossover stuff doesn't seem to hit clearance because it doesn't get like
not really no,
heavy retail penetration. Yeah. So that's fun. There's also listings for a Tonka collab, but it sounds like it's probably going to be just Tonka trucks that are colored like existing Transformers characters.
Sure.
So, you know, that's fine. That's good for kids. I'm sure kids will enjoy that. There's some more tiny blind box little child Transformers from China.
Yeah, more cute little things.
This isn't the same company, or it's not the same style as the kindergarten ones from a couple of years ago.
I don't know if it's a different company, but
I've finally gotten an appropriate little narrow shelf to put those out on. So, but still, you know, they're still doing fun little cutesy things. And then the pretzel.
Oh, yeah, the pretzel. Where was the pretzel?
Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
The Hollywood, apparently.
Hmm.
Oh, man, I should ask my millennial coworker was down in Orlando this past week, and he was talking about going to Universal Studios, and I should have asked him to check to see if they had the pretzel there, because he absolutely would have checked to see if they had the pretzel for me.
Hmm.
I don't know if he would have smuggled one home, but he definitely, he would have eaten it. He would eat that pretzel. I regret now that I did not ask him to check for the pretzel. It's like half Autobot symbol, half Decepticon symbol.
Yeah.
And all giant pretzel. That is a really, I mean, that's got to be a real, like, bready pretzel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely like theme park food. Also, it's $12.
It is a decent sized pretzel, at least. But yeah, it's overpriced because it's like
universal. I should have had him check. Oh well. I feel like if he would have just like gone over there preemptively to tease me about being there when I'm not, he probably would have sent me pictures already.
Hmm.
I guess I'll find out next week when he's back on shift.
What? Sorry, I was just checking like what pre-orders and things are in a Big Bad Toy Store, and I saw an ad for unrelated completely at all. Lord of the Rings toys. That's nothing new. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings, the animated Hobbit, Gandalf, and a Goblin.
Yes!
Oh shit, they're $70. I don't need that much.
I thought you were going to say Lord of the Rings blockies, but
No.
It's not yet become.
I mean, that would be really unlikely, but
that's pretty great. So, stuff that's shipping right now. I personally came across some of the Blocky's Classic Class model kits at Target, which I don't think has previously been reported as having them. I think it's just been Walmart. They did seem to be $20 instead of $15, so there's that. Star Eagle showed up in stores briefly and then was clearanced and disappeared. So that was a thing. I checked online, I checked the stock, and my Walmart, which was one of the few in the area that got one of those collector islands last year, my Walmart showed stock at one point, but then when I checked later in the week, they were all gone, so I don't know if they hyper-clearanced them and they got bought up real quick by people who are just gonna go put them in the antique mall, or what exactly the deal is, but yeah, that was a high-end buy. Samurai, Bumblebee, and Megatron from the Timeline series have started actually arriving in people's hands. That was an online exclusive, though I don't know if that's one that's going to show up at GameStop, because sometimes that sort of thing does, but they have been shipping. The GT Scorcher and El Segundo Hot Wheels have been showing up in stores. I have not caught those yet, but
I ordered them on Big Bad Toy Store, which was just checking, because Scorcher was available weirdly early, like weeks before the other one. So I have him, But I pre-ordered them at the same time, and I don't have the other guy yet.
I mean, sometimes they... I mean, a lot of times they seem to get, like, full cases. Hmm. And sometimes stuff ships kind of weird. I know I have heard that right now Hasbro's getting stuff out the door because of, like, quarterly business end of year kind of stuff. So, but yeah, that happens. Monstructor showed up at GameStop. That one has also been shipping to people, but yeah, apparently GameStop has actually... GameStop, I mean, they carried some select stuff too. I know, sadly, I don't get to check them as much as I used to because my local GameStop closed.
Yeah, I had two. The one I would pass more often closed. The other one I just don't get to.
Yeah, the other one is in a mall too, so it's a little...
Oh, wait.
Like, that I have to
park. Oh,
there
was one in the mall. Did that one close? Shit.
That's
forgot, there was three
that's
of them.
The mall that's got
the one
an
in the mall was never as good.
That's the mall that's got an FHE, too, if I ever want to pay $30 for a $20 blocky kit. Good old FHE. Okay. FHE seems like a great place to buy action figures if you've never been to a normal store and know how much action
and
figures are supposed to cost.
By, like, at least 25%.
Yeah. But yeah, it's people have cited Monstructor at GameStop, and people have spotted Onslaught at Target. Again, my stores don't seem to want to carry Commander Class, at least not my Targets and Walmarts. Have seen Commander Class at GameStop, though. Honestly, like, GameStop is surprisingly solid for Transformers distribution these days. But again, sadly, I do not have one over by the Target where I normally do my regular shopping anymore. I gotta go all the way to Winchester. But that's okay, because there's Costco up there.
Did I take a picture of Walmart?
So that is, unless you got anything else you can think of that we missed, I think it's time for TFCon stories.
Yeah, well, you mostly just ask me questions about what happened to TFCon. Although, well, first thing, one of the last things... Wait a minute, I want to make sure I get the wording right. Remember one of the things we found... purely accidentally when you were there with us?
Like a toy or a location or...
Not a toy, a location.
Was it the Toys R Us?
No, because the Toys R Us's are fucking gone. I think they're all gone.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that from Zod.
I didn't even bother checking. Yeah, which in a way was good because it gave me the opportunity this year to spend more time in Toronto, like... Friday and Monday, we were sightseeing, and it was fun. Maybe that'll come back up.
Also, but I felt I had to fight the urge to mention how back in the old fanzine days, we used to have, like, written BotCon reports that we would run in newsletters, and that's a very Mariner thing to bring up.
Oh, actually, yeah, I've been considering I should maybe write some things up. Wait, let me find... go into our news channel as soon as I fucking find this thing to send. I think it was Sunday I found it.
Oh no, I've started transforming Jalopy.
Yeah.
What am I getting into?
I don't know.
It just falls apart. And it's on purpose.
Oh, maybe it was Monday. What the fuck? I have so many pictures just scrolling through to find one specific short... Oh, there it is. One specific short little video...
Uh-oh.
Jen.
It's a video.
Remember?
Okay.
The liminal Burger King.
Yes, that's every Burger King I ever go to is liminal.
No, but this one...
But that one was especially liminal, yeah.
The liminal space Burger King, we found it.
Yes.
However, we had to...
Was it not there at all this time?
No. We found the location because,
that would be
like,
terrifying.
It's in a weird little spot in a corner, kind of.
Yeah.
And it was across from an Asian restaurant of some sort.
Yeah.
The Asian restaurant, we think, has changed. Mm-hmm. But, like, pulling in, like, because we were going by one way, and then we turned around, I was like, wait a minute. Is that the because Rose asked, oh, is that the Burger King? Because it's in a weird spot. I think that's the Burger King. And I was like, fuck it, we're going there after we get gas. And we went back, and it looks different.
Oh, no.
Because did it? Oh, it's still trying to send. It looks different because they've remodeled. Because, like, okay, wait a minute, could it be the same one? It feels like the same. Feels like the same shape. So I went as so far as to ask the goddamn employees the weirdest question. 2 years ago, did this place look different? Why did that not post? And, like, after explaining this madness, it's like, yeah, this was renovated just about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So apparently right after we were there, they changed it.
They just totally...
revamped it, yeah. Like, the cursed 60s, 50s, 70s, whatever the hell decade it was installed, ancient weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
They remember, the one, like, I guess she was the manager or whatever, remembered. It's like, yeah, yeah, this place was weird. It's not anymore. It looks nice.
It actually looks like a place people go to on purpose now.
Yes! But we found it. There, again, there was nobody there except for the employees.
There never is.
I guess it's in a weird spot.
No Burger Kings ever have customers.
Yeah. Why is that not posting? Although, it's just a video of what it looks like now.
In Columbus, everyone just assumed they were all, like, fronts for the mob.
Maybe. But, yeah.
And possibly the local franchisee was. I don't know.
Among the many other fun things we did, we found the cursed Burger King. Ooh. Which is no longer cursed.
They have the kiosks.
Yes, that's like only the second time I've ever actually used kiosks to order.
My favorite part of this video is...
when we first went in there, like, nobody was at the counter.
My favorite part of this video is the haunting ambient music that the mic is just barely picking up.
Yeah, okay, that's another thing. It felt like it had regrown into a new shape.
I mean, I think I must have told you at some point about the Taco Bell back in Columbus that they literally just completely demolished and just built a new Taco Bell.
Ooh. Probably. Yeah. I mean, I've encountered other weird... This has nothing to do with Transformers, but it's a very formative, weird memory of 2 years ago when we went to TFCon.
Yes.
And just one night we were exhausted and hungry. Like, was it...
It was at the end of the convention. It was like...
Yeah, it was like...
Sunday.
One of the last things we did. And it just ended up there, and it's like, the fuck, because we were hungry. Because we'd gone...
These are important parts of the convention experience, yes. Is weird restaurant experiences.
Well,
like the Action Master Predaking art at the Arby's.
Weird. Anyway, this TFCon, for me, was more laid back and chill. We were just relaxing. I missed some panels, and I didn't mind. I didn't go to the David Kay one because I scheduled wrong. This is fine. I'll just hang out. I'll go to other things. It was nice. I wasn't rushing to do anything during the convention.
That's because I wasn't there to rush you.
Partially, yes.
To cause anxiety.
Maybe? I don't know. Well, because, like, Friday, like, after Rose arrived, we went... No, did we go... Oh, yeah, we went right back to the hotel to drop shit off because we wanted to do things. Then we went out to the aquarium, which we wanted to do last year, but fucked up. So we went to the Ripley's Aquarium. That was amazing and really good. I haven't been to an aquarium in so long. It was very nice. Although, we accidentally got upselled into a ticket thing that... possibly because of the FIFA thing that was going on, which was dying down by the time we got there.
You mean, but the World Cup?
The World Cup, yes. The after effects of the World Cup were still felt in the area.
Some FIFA something or other.
Anyway, yeah, we got upsold into a thing that I didn't realize how expensive it was until we paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a ticket for, like, it was good for like six, seven. Maybe more different little things in the Toronto area, like the CN Tower. There's a train museum. There's the aquarium. There's a few other things in the area.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But thing is, it was real fucking expensive. And it was good for 9 days. which sounds fine, but we're only there for five or four.
Yeah.
And we should have gone, like, because the aquarium is literally right next to the CN Tower. Mm-hmm. We should have also done the CN Tower that day. But instead, we had to come back Monday. However, Monday, we're hanging out with Vangelis, friend of the show.
Yes.
Internet personality Vangelis.
Yay!
He was our local local Toronto tour guide.
Cool.
And we were late getting down. Well, he was late, and so were we getting down to the lobby on Monday. So we were down there at like noon. And then somebody else was like going out to have lunch at a sushi place. And it's like, we need food. That sounds good. So we went. And it was fun, but that entire process stretched until, like, almost 3 o'clock.
Yikes.
Yes, and it turns out that a lot of the museums and things that we had a thing for, and we'd only used one chunk of it for one thing, were closing at, like, 4 or 5 o'clock. Well, the train museum, I think, closed really early. The art gallery I really wanted to go to, I think, wasn't even open on Monday.
It's a pain.
But we wanted to go to the CN Tower, and there's, oh, I forget what it's called, Casa something or other. It's a castle, but it's more like just a big mansion with, like, a castle-like exterior, which was really cool, but we were only there for an hour before it closed. It was fun. I want to go back and, like, have 3 hours there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really neat because we were rushing and it was kind of warm. And we went up into... They've converted some towers into escape rooms and those were kind of neat.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how much doing the escape room
did
would cost.
Did you have to do it in, like, Renfest garb? You should have to do it in Renfest garb.
I don't think you... Okay. Some of the stairs going to the one of the two towers I went to, both of which I think are escape rooms, the stairs are very narrow. Your Renfest outfit would get caught.
Aww.
But it was cool. So definitely want to go back there. The CN Tower, you're afraid of heights, so we're probably not going there. But
I mean, you can go. You can go all you want. I'll be on the ground.
Yeah, you can stay in the aquarium.
Sadly, one thing that I really wanted to go see in Toronto is not there anymore.
Oh.
Which is the giant bookstore from Short Circuit 2.
Oh. Well, there's more than enough things to visit. There's an artist alley called Artist Alley that operates exactly like an artist alley.
Nice. Just out in the open.
But it's a permanent store. Yeah, it's neat.
That's cool.
So many keychains and stickers and things.
Yes.
I'll go back to it. It's Toronto is so. Toronto is like the best worst place to drive around. Also.
And I guess that is the nice thing about having a convention in the same location, like multiple years in a row, is that you get a feel for the city itself. And it's not just, oh, this one year we were in this place and we went to Jack in the Box, and then this other year we were somewhere else, and this one year we did some child trafficking.
Yeah, it's figuring out, it's like, what things you want to do next year, because last year I wanted to do the aquarium, we got to do it this year. We'd like to go again. Well, there's more of us from the podcast there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if at all possible.
I'm going to kidnap Rob next year.
Yes, we are.
I'm just going to drive to his house.
The aquarium would be nice. The castle is really cool. Either or both of them would be fun to do.
I'm going to drive to his house and channel my Mariner energy and scare him into getting in the car. Kidnap him.
Like, he's not that far away, but he's farther than I would like to, like, drive up to Canada, go over, pick him up, and drive back to Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, that would almost double my trip, I think. Or maybe actually quite double my trip. But yeah, fun was good. The convention itself was more laid back. We missed the Slurpee run this year.
Aww.
Because that was another thing. One of the great things, more food. We went to more restaurants, found good stuff to eat. Like Stormcrow, it's a nerd bar in Toronto that has, like, themed food. It's real fun. But, like, that was, the Slurpee run is Saturday. We were going to sushi, the wind place. I thought we had enough time. We did not have enough time.
Aww.
And then it took forever to get the check. Like, that was an extra 15 minutes. So even if we'd gotten the check on time, we would have been late for the Slurpee run, but we were definitely late by the time we got there.
Aww.
Which is fine. We'll do it next year. But TFCon was a bunch of good. Please, everyone, come to... Well, I want to say everyone come to TFCon, but TFCon was bigger this year than it has... It gets a little bit bigger each year. They're pushing the edges of what the convention area can contain.
Well, maybe they can get a bigger convention area that's got, like, a concert space.
Yeah, and has a karaoke
bar.
Yeah.
A bar that's not vaguely hostile to them.
The bar was much... I think it was just that one guy who didn't want to make me poutine. Like, every other time I've been to the bar has been nice.
All right.
But yeah, TFCon good. Please come to TFCon.
Yeah.
Please, my co-hosts, come to TFCon.
Reading through Generation Mechs was definitely, like, making me yearn for the olden days. So, I gotta go be obnoxious.
Yeah. I didn't do enough Artist Alley this year, but I did buy a whole dang tarot deck, which kind of covered me spending money at Artist Alley.
Nice. Yeah, I got that deck. It's good stuff. It's very nice. Very solid. Good art.
Because you sent me there to pick up. I thought you sent me because you missed it.
No, I did get the deck.
I didn't pay attention.
She said that she was going to have spare individual cards. So if you were in the neighborhood, I wanted a spare of the lovers just to use for, like, decorating my Kobo.
Yes, I'll send that to you and some stickers.
Yay, stickers! I love putting stickers on things.
Yeah, I got you two or three, I think.
I got a sticker more things. I need more things to put stickers on.
Yeah.
I need to just dedicate a chunk of my office to just a sticker wall. I can do that because I'm a homeowner.
Yeah. How long is the podcast anyway? We're rambling, but
we're in about an hour.
Okay. So I'll ramble a little bit. I think that they're also from non. Wait a minute. Let me find it. It's in that box. Nope. Non-F Productions.
Mm-hmm.
There's various... one thing. The Transformers card game, I think, is officially dead, but people aren't letting it die.
Yeah.
And are keep making things for it, including an Energon Axe. They were giving out 3 Energon Axe cards, and you also get an Energon Axe to stick in your toys made by Non-F Productions.
Yay!
Which we had to buy 3 times to get 2 axes.
Ah.
Somehow, like, Rose bought one first, and then I found the guys in the card room, and I bought one. And we're not sure how the fuck or which one of us lost one of the axes somewhere.
No.
It was either in the room or in the lobby or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I bought another one, so we each definitely had an axe. I didn't want us to leave
good
axeless. But also Non-F had, like, because they're making like little battle beast kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the scale they were going for is, like, more like Blokey size, like bigger than battle beast.
Okay.
But they also had, like, a foot and a half tall one, which is modeled, I think, after his cat or something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's cat.
Probably his
and it's
cat.
Huge and adorable.
Probably Jay's cat.
And I think they're supposed to have some to actually sell, because they didn't have it this time, just display pieces, at TFCon Florida.
Okay.
Which is annoying because we couldn't get any there. But yeah, but also that they plan to make, like, blank ones so you can paint your own cat's face on them.
That's pretty great.
Yes, I definitely need that for next con.
Yay!
Next TFCon Canada. And I have cards for a bunch of artists from Artist Alley that I need to take photographs of and things. Oh, and a side thing, I think I got more free toys this year.
Oh, just people
which feels weird
giving you stuff.
Yeah, well, because like with the axe, like somebody had like extra toys and things, and they were just trying to get rid of things. Uh-huh. So first, it was like, or what was the second? They had what would you call it? Bot bots. They had some bot bots.
Yay!
So I got one. I think the one I got is G1000. But he also had some cursed things. Like there's a dog. Like it just looks like a dog. And nobody wanted to transform it to figure out what its robot mode looked like, because that concept is horrifying.
That's really messed up. I mean, that's just Beast Wars.
Nobody wanted that.
That's just Beast Wars.
But you know how bot-bots transform in bizarre little ways. Nobody wanted to see what how you unfold this dog corpse to make a robot.
Yeah, that set they did, I think that was, like, late in the series. The ones they did that were just, like, pets. Like, that's distressing.
Somebody was opening, like, multiple cases of the smaller blokies. And, like, trying to get all the rares and stuff. So I ended up with a Soundwave and a Shockwave and an Itty Bitty Ravage.
Yay!
Which is adorable.
Aww.
And I got yet another Megatron. The Voyager Megatron mold.
Nice.
The, oh, what's the one? The one with green stripes on it.
I forget which one it is. Oh, the is one of the G2 ones. But yeah. Not the, like, regular, like, combat?
No, not the purple.
Is it combat hero?
I guess. I have no idea. It was one I'd considered buying at some point, but I was like, no, I already got, like, three of these things. I don't need to buy another one. So I ended up with one.
It wasn't, like, the regular colors for that toy. It was, like, the unreleased or barely released.
Green striped and
not the purple with black camo, which is definitely a camouflage that would do you good in some situation. Mm. Like Blast Off and his purple camo, so you can't see him in space.
Yeah, so it was neat. I realized I got more free toys. I got dice from some charity thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of the exclusives, the Scorch or whatever it is, or Fireman, I think he's called. I had a list of a few things I specifically wanted to get, well, other than get one of the exclusives, and I wasn't finding them because it was like, well, one of the things was like, oh, find a beachcomber. I wasn't seeing a beachcomber. I'll just buy it when I get home, and I did online. But I wanted to get an alternator. I was hoping to get
from the internet, like God intended.
Yes, I wanted to get an alternator. I was hoping to find one of the Jeeps.
Mm-hmm. Hounder, Swindle.
Because I vaguely remember they're supposed to be good, and they look cool. But in the end, I settled for a Skids, and he's fun.
It is good.
It's my first alternator, so it's weird. Like, I was done transforming it, and it felt like there should be five more steps. It's weird.
Yeah.
And yet, I like it.
He is one of the... I remember him being one of the more straightforward transformations.
Mm.
I really need to get the smokescreen again. I sold off a bunch of my alternators a while back, but I need to get the smokescreen again because I care about Subarus now.
Oh, ooh. Mm, maybe. I might have seen a smokescreen.
I do have an alternator's hound that I picked up, like, just off eBay one day.
Yeah, I was hoping to... Oh, because, like,
because I was like, I should have more hounds.
At the charity auction, which I only caught, like, half of, at the front table, in a pile, they'd had a few alternators, including one of the Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
But either that sold early before I got down there, or that was amassed when everyone rushed the stage at the end to make deals.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get that Jeep. Aww. Oh, but, this TFCon will be my green TFCon, purely by accident, because, like, one of the first places I went to in the dealer room had a blokey Acid Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, it's like, well, I'm buying every Acid Storm I see that I don't already have.
Time to have a theme for this convention.
Very much so. I got the Blokey's Acid Storm, one of the little third-party ones. What is The Iron Factory one. I got a little plush Acid Storm that it's like jet mode, but it's like girl walk. It's got the legs sticking out.
That's cute. That's cute when they do that to Seekers.
Yeah, because someone in the artist alley had made that, and it made a bunch of them, and adorable. And, like, up high, they had, like, stuck the Acid Storm away from the other ones. And I was like, oh, I want that one. I was like, well, that's the only one I got. And then she was thinking about it. It's like, well, I made it. I could just make another one. Sure, you can have that one. So I got that. And then I commissioned, because I hadn't commissioned ahead of time, Milne or Griffith.
Uh-huh.
As I've done previous years, I commissioned Griffith to make an Acid Storm drawing, a bust.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a miscommunication, also because Canadian money and things, and I ended up not getting, like, the regular smaller size. I ended up getting an 11 by 17.
Ooh.
Well, it's the thing. It's like, in the money exchange, and then I came back to him later, it's like, oh, no, I wanted to make sure that, like, I gave you the wrong one. You wanted the smaller one, right? And then I was like, no, fuck it, I want the big one.
It's like, that's fine, actually.
It was the only art I was getting commissioned. I was like, fuck it, yeah, that's the... Get that.
Yeah, get a nice big one.
And then I was making comments about that at, like, the YouTuber... VTuber panel... No, what... Words! Podcaster panel at the end.
The podcaster panel.
About... It's like,
you're not a VTuber yet.
People were asking, it's like, the question is like, oh, yeah, what is your favorite thing you've gotten at the convention? Oh, yeah, it's the commission that ain't done yet. So I kept bringing it up. And then Vangelis had dinner with Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, talking about that. I was like, oh, no, I hope he's not pissed off about this commission. It's like,
aww.
No, I'm excited about it. I just want to see it.
Just excited to get it.
Yeah, and I did. And it looks awesome. I need to get a bigger frame.
Yeah.
I saw one of those floating frames where you stick it between two panes of glass, and I was thinking about that. Ooh, maybe
those are nice.
Yeah, I just have
stylish.
To like check that it's the right size.
A stylish frame.
Yeah, just have him be different. But and at that panel, I was wearing. I changed the outfit I was going to wear that day because, like, I was going to wear like the green and pink again just to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, it's all green. Everything green. So I was massively saturated.
Nice.
That's pretty much the con. I had fun. I need you and Rob to show up at the next one.
I told you I got this little Target. They had it on clearance for half price. This little, like, novelty camcorder. I mean, it's a perfectly functional camcorder, but the important thing is it's camcorder shaped. And it's not just filling up the tiny remaining sliver of the space on my iPhone. So I got that in preparation. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to do my best. I got to find a cat sitter and do all the stuff I got to do. Mm. And fingers crossed, though, that... I mean, hopefully I've got a high value thing I'm trying to sell.
I just had a bag.
It's not my car.
I just had a cat trying to crawl into the bag that has all the convention toys in it. Well, half the convention toys, because the other half are sitting on my desk.
But it's a bag.
I know it's a bag.
That's where the cat goes, is in the bag.
You don't need that in the bag. I don't know if there's anything you could crush in there, but I don't want you in there.
I need it. I need to get back to the convention life. Next time.
Yeah.
Next time. All right, so that is it for this month, then.
So, yes.
Next month, SDCC will have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we either will be excited to be getting a flashy pink blaster,
yes.
Or we will be mourning the inability to get a flashy pink blaster.
Yeah, I really do want that. Well, that and a Leoric t-shirt.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man. I need that.
Yeah.
I'll have to see. I don't know how they... I want to say when they did the Cold Slither stuff last year, it was available online in very limited quantities and sold out pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed, I might have to be quick on the buy button with that, but I would like that a lot, please.
I don't think that would go as fast as Blaster.
As Cold Slither?
But then again, they might make a plaster. Lot less of the shirt, and it might sell out at the convention.
The shirts are through Super 7.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, then who knows?
Because they're doing the new figures. Yeah. So, yeah. Don't know. But I don't know. I don't remember if they were the ones who... I want to say that they were the ones who actually produced the Cold Slither merch last year. Except for the, like, classified size figures.
I don't want you crushing any...
But we will see. We will find out what's going on at SDCC. We will find out if there's exciting new news or just kind of boring news that sounds like an AI wrote some marketing copy.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. All right. Well, then, that is it for this episode. We will see everybody next month. Until then, this has been Jen.
And David with a cat being annoying behind me.
Oh, my cats are being well-behaved.
She's not being horrible. I just don't want her in the bag because I'm not sure what she can crush. Good night.